Good morning.
Morning, Rob.
Ben?
That's me.
Hey, welcome.
How are things down in Florida?
Well, actually, we're in Tennessee.
Oh, beautiful. Not quite so hot.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mary's joining us.
Mary?
Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, a little tired, but not bad. Thank you. Thank
Where
my
are
body's
you now?
Trying to... I just got home last night, so I'm in Charlotte. So finally,
okay.
After like almost 3 weeks of being gone, I guess 17 days. So.
Wow.
I know, it was that was a lot. Very difficult to disconnect for that period of time, but it was really nice to, get away a little bit and spend some time with my son, so all good. But I'm glad to be back.
Missed your voice, Mary.
Did you? Good, because you probably were so sick of me when I left before, so it's good. A little absence. Makes the work-wife relationship grow fonder.
That's right, exactly.
Good. Well, I will jump in for a second because I'm so far behind on calls. I have basically zero to add to that, and I apologize. I'm like probably 500 emails deep. But I'm not traveling next week, so I'm going to try to catch up on everything, and then I have my audit as well. I was supposed to be in three different cities, but hopefully, Rob, you got my email about dinner, and then I canceled Atlanta, so I think by next Friday, hopefully, I will be audited and all caught up with calls.
So we're still on, right?
Yeah, we're on, and we are, and I had Tom, for dinner?
Yes, or whatever.
Oh, hang on.
I didn't get your email, but that's okay.
Oh, I emailed and I asked if it was possible if we could reschedule until maybe like September, if that's okay. And if we can't, that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'd really like to do it. The only reason is we're you know, a lot of our plans are, you know, we're thinking of you guys as part of our plan going forward.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. So hopefully we're not talking about two different things. In terms of the coaching stuff with Tommy, that's nailed down, and I have information for you today. I emailed him. But we had a dinner, I guess, that Amy had set up for.
Right.
It was on my calendar for next week. Okay.
So, I mean, if you need to, you can. It's just my problem is
okay.
I'm heading out. And.
Okay.
So that works
okay.
Great, but. Think you can do it or no?
Yeah, I think I can. If I don't go to Atlanta, I think I can because my only glitch is I have my annual audit next Friday, and normally that's not a big deal, but we have our FINRA audit this year, and for whatever reason, I guess because I've been the DVP the longest, I'm the person that I actually don't even know for sure if they're going to come audit someone's actual OSJ office, it's going to be mine. And so they're asking to do my internal Touchstone audit earlier than they normally would. And I have a feeling they are going to just, I guess, make sure that I'm even more compliant, I guess I would say, and I've never had an issue, but I think they're just really concerned about getting everything in order. So I just wanted to have that extra time. But quite honestly, Tom Singler is going to cover something for me at Raymond James that I was supposed to do. So I can actually do that. I think it's fine. I'll just come in that evening. We'll do dinner. Yeah, and I'll do something with Kurt that day. So I think that's fine, quite honestly. But if I had to be in three cities and do my audit, that would be really hard next week given how long I've been gone. So
right.
Yeah, so we're on. So that's fine. And then I'll reach out to Amy today. And then
yeah,
Tommy,
she's
back.
Amy
yeah,
back.
She's back. Yeah, she's back last night as well. So we were all together. So I don't know if you knew that story, but her daughter had a semester. Yeah, her daughter, her oldest daughter at the University of Madison or Wisconsin at Madison had a summer abroad in Spain. And so she brought her daughter and I brought her other daughter and I brought my oldest son who just graduated from high school as a graduation gift. and we traveled Spain. They were there for a little over 3 weeks, but I met up with them along the way.
Oh, okay. Oh, fun.
Because yeah.
I was following her on Facebook all over the place, you know. Amy's there. But I didn't
yeah.
see you. That's
so
interesting.
So
yeah.
My married name is different than my work name. I'll find you
yeah.
on Facebook, but I'm Mary Taylor Weaver. So most of the pictures she posted, that was actually me posting them because she takes pictures and she forgets to post them. So, but it was good. So in traveling together for 3 weeks, we'd been to Alaska together for a work trip before, but as you know, traveling abroad with someone, even someone that you really like, can be difficult, especially when you add kids to the mix. But we didn't kill each other. You know, for the most part, everybody had mostly great days. There were a couple little, you know, kid incidents here and there, but nothing major. And we all survived. So
wonderful.
Anyway.
Wonderful.
Okay. So I reached out to Tommy while I was gone to try to, here it is, to try to make sure we nailed down the dates for coaching. And so
okay.
So he sent me two things. So Eric's availability, and I can just send this to Lori, it's probably easier. Eric's availability for coaching is September 10th, 11th, the 18th, or the 19th. The 18th or the 19th, I'm going to have to look, but I think I am in Orlando, which, Ben, I would like you to go to if you are available for the Super OSJ thing that Robert Russo has, which I'll explain later.
Okay.
So I'll have to check, but I'm fairly certain those are the dates. So 9/10 or 9/11 would be better for me if that works for you guys, and I'll forward it to Lori and to see what we can come up with. But then he also sent an email yesterday and said he's got some huge team that he wants to coach. I don't see it in my email. Maybe he texted it to me. Let me look at my text message. I think they gave up on emailing me while I was gone. He said he's got some huge team that he wants to coach while we're doing it. All right, he texted me and he said, big new RJA team in Birmingham. Oh, I know them. They came from Morgan. They're huge. Big new RJA team in Birmingham wants to work with Knapp when we bring him in.
Oh, good.
All right.
And they were from Morgan Stanley. That's probably why they know me.
Yeah, and they are – so I've met them once. They're a 12-person team. They're huge. They're so productive that Raymond James basically rented or leased another side of the office and the building and built it out for them. So
wow.
they're huge. So I'll check with him. In fact, I tried to call him this morning because I thought maybe he could join our call for a minute. But he didn't call me back until we were already on this. So I'll figure it out. And then David Kelly's dates, he's still waiting to hear back. So those are the three people, basically. So if we can try to do something that whole week of September 10th, would that work for you?
Yeah. Are you talking in person or are you talking phone here?
I mean, I think my preference would be maybe to do something in person since that's more impactful, and then the rest we can just do over the phone.
Okay.
And I can get with Lori if it's easier. But Ben, does
yeah.
that week work for you?
Well, at least the 10th does, yeah.
Okay.
I'm coaching on the 9th and the 11th.
So, okay.
And I'm heading to Colorado on the 12th.
Okay. Okay. So if we could get you in just for the day on the 10th, that could work.
Okay. And where would we be going?
To Detroit, Birmingham.
Okay.
And then we would have to drive to Grand Rapids, which is like an hour and a half away.
Okay.
So I would fly into Detroit and fly out of Grand Rapids.
Okay.
Ben, did they replace your... I'm sorry?
Would you try and do that on the same day?
Based on your availability, yes. In a perfect world, no.
No. Right. It always ends up costing you at least 2 days. Okay.
I mean, I've done it before, but it's a lot, to be honest with you.
And you know, it works fine. So the purpose would be to introduce me to the team. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes. So to introduce you to the team, I think it's more impactful when there's a face-to-face relationship, especially when you're being brought in by us as a third party. And I think for Eric Tiller in particular, it's kind of like a reward for him for all the work that he's done. And I think meeting you in person would be impactful to him as well. I mean, if we could get away with not doing it with one of them, it would be Eric. But I think there's benefit to that for sure.
Okay. All right. Let's see if it'll work. Because I've got to be. I mean, I've got to do because it's like a. Because I'm leaving for Colorado on the 12th. I have a full day on Wednesday. I mean, literally coaching, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 2, and
right.
On Monday I'm coaching 11. 2, 3, 4. So
okay.
tough. It's gonna be tough. But it's okay. It works great, by the way, on the phone. I mean,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, if we have to do that, so all right, so 9:10 is the date right now. Let me get back. When we hang up, I'll call Tommy. Okay. And that's Tiller. And whatever that team is. Okay. I think that works. And then in the interim, I'll try to catch up on all the Cunningham calls, Ben. I'm sorry. I know you've listened to all of that, but I'm the holdup, and I apologize.
No worries. We're doing great. I'm having some real traction with this. You know, what's interesting is the people that come around for round two, like the Cunninghams. I mean, it seems to be a trend that's catching on, and I've never pursued round two, meaning I've never said, okay, you know, you spent a year with me or you spent 3 months with me. Now let's spend another year together because you're ready. But with the Cunninghams, it's just like they're going through for the first time, yet they went through a full supernova training. Rick Rogers, same thing. But the interesting thing is the results seem to be dramatically better when they go through it the second time. I just was hired by another team in Florida. Same thing. She's ready. She's got a new assistant. She's got, you know, a potential partner, and she wants to go through basically not the full training, more of a meet every 2 weeks for a year. And we're using the spreadsheet. We're using the supernova multiplier. We're listening to it on tape once a day for 5 days. That seems to be getting some traction too. It sounds, you know, how can you ever get FAs to do something like that? Well, they're doing it. Maybe they're not 100% compliant, but they're certainly learning the material a whole lot better than they were. So it's just interesting to try and figure out how best to have people actually learn rather than just take a course, right? Or just go through Supernova or just do a reasonable good job on Supernova, but really to do a great job. What it takes in terms of learning and absorbing, you know, it's kind of like a total immersion in a language. And if I get them to learn the words, then the compliance and the ability, their abilities and their confidence goes way up.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where I am.
So that's something that I think maybe we should also talk about at dinner next week. And that is,
yep.
How do we think about, as we're budgeting for next year, re-engaging with those teams? And then also, like, sort of what popped in my head when he was saying this is, what about all those teams that we've done MAP with or PAR in the past? And we should be doing the same thing.
For sure. Hundreds of teams.
Right?
Right.
Who were dabblers before, but maybe now get it and they want to commit. So maybe we should put a process together for the specialists to think about that. Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that, Rob, because as we've talked about this in the past, those teams that are now they get it, now they want to execute, those are going to be a much better fit. It's an accelerator, to be honest with you. So.
Right, right. I mean, they're really ready. They really want to. They really want to engage in the marketing. You know, before, I mean, they want to learn to get me organized and keep me organized. That's the first half of Supernova. The second half is help me to grow and keep me growing. That's the hard part. Because while they're segmenting, while they're organizing, while they're building folders, while they're scheduling their clients, while they're really trying to get a grip on their practice, they really have trouble getting their brain around growing. They grow. This gal in southern, in South Florida is growing, but it's basically growing by accident. Supernova's working. Yep. Supernova's working. She's calling her clients. She's, you know, everybody goes through chaos sometime. She went through a lot of chaos. Lost her sales assistant, lost this. Everything was, but she said Supernova kept me on track. And I brought in millions of dollars of new assets. The process is working, but her marketing is just the marketing that she was doing before. It's not new marketing. So this is what she really needs me for. So it's almost criminal to not circle back because they're done. They're up and running and believers in the process. I mean, that's the greatest thing about Supernova, Mary, is that years later, they're still 100% believers. You know, that part stays with them. And how much of our training that you've done or you've seen done stays with people that long? It's very little. You know, we're always we think it's going to stick with them. But then we realize, they kept some of it. They kept a piece of it, but they really didn't keep it all. So anyway, that's kind of my, you know, the advantage of 12 years of coaching gives you that perspective on retention that is in reality the only thing that counts, right? What did they really keep?
Yeah.
What do they own?
And the whole industry is just so nascent in doing anything deliberate. And once they do, the firm sets forth four or five additional objectives that then student body everybody left. So even those people that are committed, unless they're in a real entrepreneurial spot, they're beholden to those changes. And so, you know, we wonder why things don't get accomplished. But it's easy to see.
Yeah, the firms are... the firms are addicted to, and it's, you know, it's politics. It's the addiction to my strategy, and the addiction to I'm the new guy, and therefore everything else that was done before me can't be much of value. So I'm going to introduce new programs.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's, I don't know, that's crazy.
Well, it's like everyone's trying to make a name for themselves or establish something that's differentiable because the firms bring in people and then they replace them as quickly as they do that. If you look at the management layers of every firm, I mean, I can tell you there have been three excellent regional heads at Morgan Stanley in Atlanta, which that, I think it's the Southwest region, I can't remember what it's called, but and it's like the biggest producing region in the country, and they've turned it over so much that now they've lost a bunch of advisors. And that's happened because someone at the top didn't like some either personality of the person who was in the role or whatever. And so each person who comes in establishes their dominance, and to your point, in a different way, and it turns people off. They don't realize that they're cannibalizing their own people. It's awful.
Yeah, so they don't follow a strategy for a long period of time to see if it will work. You know, instead it's the new blue chair. One minute it's we're going to recruit like hell, and the next minute we're not going to recruit at all. One minute they're going to train their own people, and the next minute we're doing no training. Well, you know, as you know, I mean, that's a perfect example. You need to do everything. You need to train new people. You need to recruit. You need to develop. And you need to develop managers. Well, just think, I mean, one minute they're developing managers, the next minute they're not. You know, it's just insane. But that's, you know, that's the crazy management of the big wirehouses, and I think it's to their detriment. Raymond James seems to be more consistent and less turnover, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know the politics, but it just seems to have more
confidence. No, I think you're right. And Raymond James and LPL both, when we work with them, you get less student body left, student body right, and what we're actually trying to accomplish. I think we're going to see more success with them, too, because of it. And the people that sign up actually want to do it. They're not being, you know, driven to do it because of a branch manager or BDM or something. So I think there's something to that.
Yeah, and I think they really need to make sure they're preserving their culture, because the only, like, constructive that we're hearing lately about Raymond James is they're bringing in all of these new managers, and many of them are from Morgan, and they're great people. They're friends of ours. They're sort of like the old Smith Barney guys, and they're great. Yeah. But in the process of doing it, this sort of intersection or balance between giving people the tools to have success but then not being heavy-handed is it's becoming more challenging for them, because the people they're bringing in are used to saying, here's the directive, here's what you do, and the advisors don't respond to that. So it'll be very interesting to see as they grow, and they're growing, I think, more quickly than they had planned, if they can maintain that culture.
So, Ben, anything from listening to the calls that comes to mind that you'd like to talk about or need any help with?
Nothing new or imminent. No, nothing we need to talk about this week, I don't think.
Okay. Any issues other than the calls?
No, things are going pretty well. No business as usual.
And so you're going to join us, Ben, for all the coaching stuff, right? Like, you're going to come to Michigan, too. I know you are tired of me, like, begging you to come do things with me, but.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing you. Yes, I'm planning on it.
Okay, cool. All right, perfect. So my directives are, I'm going to email. So I'm going to talk to Tommy after the call and just make sure I've got everybody's exact dates and times and availability, which it looks like I do. And I'm going to email that to Lori. I will carbon you on that message, and Rob and Ben and Sharon. I'll put you guys on it as well. And then I will also set my travel for the 6th. And then, Rob, do you have any ideas about, like, where you'd like to meet for dinner or anything logistically while I've got you on the phone now, and I'll make a reservation?
Yeah, a place called Husk. I think you'll love it.
Oh, I love Husk. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So I've never eaten at Husk in Nashville, only the one in Charleston.
It's just as good, I hear. I haven't been in Charleston, but Husk is right across the street from my building, which is so fun.
Oh, I know where you – so you live in the Gulch then, right, or close to it?
Well, yeah, close to it, but I'm actually literally across the street from Husk.
Oh, how perfect. No, that's great. And so if you – there isn't – Anthony Bourdain did Charleston a couple of years ago because he, I guess, went there, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and he did it so wrong that the restaurateurs of Charleston were like, you did the worst ever food tour of our city. So he came back, and the owner of Husk basically showed him around the whole city. It is exceptional. Like, they end up at the Waffle House at one point. It's a really funny one. So if you have, like, the ability to go to Netflix or Hulu or any of those and find the not the first one, but the most recent Anthony Bourdain in Charleston, you'll see the time he spent with the owner of Husk, and it's such a great story. So I recommend
it. Oh, that's great. I will. Yeah, my family is, they're all foodies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's a chef, and my son loves to cook, and my daughter-in-law is she's a chef, and my wife is really a great cook. So we're.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Courtney, my daughter worked for Martha for like 7 years.
Oh.
And
oh,
then
wow.
And then she did the food segment for Pickler and Ben here in Nashville. That's why she ended up in Nashville.
Oh, so gotcha. Wow.
So that's why we're here, because of her daughter, my granddaughter, Juliet. She's 5. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Nashville's
yeah,
such a food town for sure.
Yeah, and it's so fun. We've had a couple. We've eaten at the bar. We ate in the restaurant, and then we ate. Marcia and I just walk across the street when we're exhausted from unboxing things, and sit at the bar and have a G&T and talk to the wonderful bar staff and have a blast.
Yeah. So oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's our own little Cheers now. It's really fun.
Well, that's a great one to have for sure. All right, well, perfect. So what time works for you, and then I will make a reservation.
Yeah, anytime. 6 would be great if you can get there.
Sure. Okay, that's absolutely fine. And then I will shoot you and Lori a confirmation as well so that you can have that on your schedule.
Terrific. Wonderful. Great.
All right, awesome.
Great.
Perfect. All right. Well, Ben, I'm sorry I've dominated your entire call, but I haven't been on in a few weeks, so.
No, it's great. It's fine. I enjoyed it.
All right, great. Well, then I'll shoot those emails off. Rob, I will see you next week,
okay.
And Ben, I will call you in a few.
Sounds
terrific.
Great.
Thank you very much. All right, Ben.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.